This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. It's hard to keep your feet from tapping when a banjo is being played. Central to the musical traditions of Western North Carolina, the banjo infuses old-time music with a lively rhythmic bounce and gives bluegrass music its twang and driving syncopation. Long associated with White Appalachia, the banjo's origins trace back to West Africa, where its close relatives like the three-string akonting are played in similar ways to this day. Dating back to at least the 1700s, enslaved Africans in the American colonies fashioned early banjos from gourds and made music to accompany song and dance. Exactly how the banjo passed from black to white musical traditions in the 1800s is unclear. Some historians say that traveling white minstrels performing in blackface popularized the instrument among southern whites. But cross-cultural musical exchange was not uncommon, and most likely, whites found the banjo's charm irresistible and picked up the instrument directly from black musicians in the southern Piedmont. Charlie Poole, Samantha Bumgarner, Wade Maynor, and many other notable banjo players from North Carolina made classic recordings of old-time music in the 1920s and 30s. Sadly, very few black banjo players were recorded at the time, and much of the banjo's connection to African-American musical tradition has been lost. In the 1930s, North Carolinians Snuffy Jenkins and Earl Scruggs pioneered a new and complex three-finger style of banjo playing. And when Kentuckian Bill Monroe hired Earl Scruggs as a bluegrass boy in 1945, that musical phenomenon was born. Today, thousands of dedicated banjo players, from Grammy Award winners to back porch enthusiasts, keep old-time music and bluegrass alive and well in Western North Carolina. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.